director of golf out here at the Aleutian Club, Mr. John Ziske. And John, I think that Central Arkansas is finally able to see what a gem this place is.
Well, I appreciate that. You're absolutely right. I think the fans and the patrons and all the volunteers that are out here, over 600 of those, which right off the bat I want to thank. We couldn't really do that. We wouldn't be able to do this without their help. So I've gotten so many positive comments from people that I'm just seeing as I'm going around the golf course and checking on folks about how pretty it is, and the players are really, really impressed. So we're very proud.
We just had Steve Melnick on, and I know he's a member here, and he's the tournament chairman and won the Western Amateur. He said this is by far the best run, the best golf course that the Western Amateur has ever been at.
That's a great compliment coming from him. He's been around. He's been around a lot. We've seen a lot of really good golf courses. And I have to say, this is my 10th year here, and the golf course is better than I've ever seen it right now. It's magnificent.
Do you sometimes have to pinch yourself, and I'm really working here. I'm the director of golf at the Aleutian Club.
Is this a job?
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, I'm very blessed to be a part of this place, and Mr. Stevens has been very kind and gracious with giving me an opportunity to be here, and I plan on being here as long as I can, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah. And Steve did say that hopefully in the future more events, and like Trey's saying, just this was the first event for the state and for people to get this chance to see this course. How cool would that be? And I believe it was Mr. Stevens said some of the things you have to do to put this tournament on, if you know you're going to do more in the future, it's easier to get it going. And then you said the help of the volunteers too. So I just wonder how many more things like that would be at this course.
That's a great question, and you asked the right guy within Mr. Stevens on that question. I know personally we've been over a year and a half preparing for this. The volunteers are wonderful to top it off, but I was at the last two Western AMs at Exmoor last year and then North Shore the year before, just kind of doing some recon and looking around and observing, and got a lot of information from Exmoor. And I tell you, it's a big project. It's a big undertaking, and we've been very anxious about this day.
What did you learn from that? And that's another thing we asked them, is this doesn't just happen overnight.
No.
And so what did you learn? And you've been in the business for a while, but being there the last couple of years, what are a couple of things you said, okay, do this, don't do that?
The WGA, they've been very helpful. I've talked to Vince and Patrick, all those guys, and Steve Prioletti from the WGA. They've been very helpful. I learned that it takes a lot of time and a lot of coordination, a lot of organization, and a lot of patience. You know, there's a lot to cover from our you guys have been around the property the last few days, and you've seen all the tents and all the different areas. We've got 23 committees that oversee all these patrons and volunteers, and I really have to hand it to the members. You've seen them running around here, Trey and Matt. They have really stepped up, so I want to really thank them for making my job easier.
I think something that has set this tournament aside, from what I've heard from not only players but others that have had the access of inside the clubhouse, is the way the members treated the contestants when they walked through the front door. There was a member there to greet them, take them to register, show them to the locker room, show them where their locker was. If they had any questions about anything in the clubhouse, here's where you can do this, here's where you can do that, and just make them feel like this is your club for this week.
Absolutely. That there was a little bit of that at Exmoor last year, and I noticed that, and the thought was to treat them, this is their week. The members kind of stepped aside and give the locker room their lockers. They cleared out all their lockers, and they showed them around the clubhouse, and it's just the hospitality that we do on a daily basis, and the members stepped up, and that's them. Mm-hmm. That's who they are. So we're real proud of the fact that they are supporting this, and the players. I tell you, these kids, first of all, they're really good.
Yeah.
this kid, David Snyder, he's 15. He shot 66 today. He's a big 15-year-old. But
we're going to get him on the Randy Beaver Cup team for the Arkansas team this year.
No. I'm going to have to appeal that.
Yeah, he shot 33, 33, one bogey today. And seven birdies, I believe. Yeah,
that's right.
That's a great round.
The golf course, as you know, we had a delay this morning, mm-hmm. so it got a little wet. We had an hour delay in the morning wave. We're about 30 minutes behind in the afternoon wave. It softened up some things. The greens are rolling really good. The greens are nice. So that's the teeth of the golf course. Playing a little bit longer, scores a little bit higher today than yesterday. So I think it's about what we were hoping.
Yeah, and that's what Joe said. And when we had Mr. Stevens on, he said, what's funny is we asked him, and there's no way to know, he said, you know, what do you think will win that, make the first cut or the gold medal? Is that right, the first 44? And he goes, you know, 9 or 10 under. You look at the leaderboard right now, in the clubhouse right now, the leader is at 9 under. And I know Seth Reeves is 8 under for the day, but I have to say he's probably going to be right, 9 or 10 under. And he believed he got some information from, was it Glenn Day? And he asked him, he said, what's your two best scoring rounds back-to-back consecutive days? He said 4 under, 5 under. And what a great guy to get some info from.
Yes, Seth Reeves had a wonderful round yesterday. He shot 7 under. He's already 1 under today after his first three holes. So, yeah, we've gotten feedback, and Joe Doremus has played out here quite a bit, and we go out. So you have a pretty good feel for what the golf course is going to allow or what we can do to make it more difficult, a little more easy. But this golf course has been set up this way for a long time. It's not just all of a sudden we've done it.
Yeah.
It's been this way all year. And I got to hand it to Justin Sims and Alan Brown and Brian Glover, the superintendent crew. They're here early getting the golf course ready, and they've done a great job this whole year. To get these greens the way they are, 8 months ago I'd have told you were crazy because we were worried about the heat. Last year when we were at Exmoor, this time, this week,
110.
It was 110 degrees. So we were really concerned about the speed of the greens and the softness of the greens as well. As you know, that when it gets hot, you got to keep them wet and they get soft. So they're staying firm.
They can fire right at those pins too.
Right.
Let's go to Todd in Little Rock. He called in. Todd, are you there?
Hey, they ain't letting you on the course this week?
They're not letting me on the course. No, I get to watch from. Well, you can actually walk the fairways with
yeah.
the players, so that's as close. They wouldn't let me bring my bags through the guard gate.
Oh, I don't blame them, so that's good. Y'all brought up, y'all gave me my chills a while ago. 2006, I was in South Carolina when Paul Ells passed away, and I remember walking off the baseball field, and I'm firing at the World Series, and the guy that was actually broadcasting the tournament walked down to me, and he knew Paul real well and told me about Paul as I was going back to the house to get changed.
Wow.
And I remember what he said. He said he was a fine gentleman. He said Paul was the type of guy that if anybody come up and talk to him, he said whatever they were doing, he said Paul would always give them time. And I said, yeah, I never met the man. I said, but, you know, he's but every time I hear them calls, it just gives me chills, and I appreciate it, guys.
Todd, thanks a lot. We appreciate your call. If there was one guy in the media, John, in his lifetime that loved the game of golf, Paul Ills was that guy.
Absolutely. That's exactly right. He's well missed, and I know he would have loved to have come out here with you guys this week.
He would have loved this.
And,
yeah.
And I'll tell you that I guess it was my freshman year, and then every year after that, the quarterbacks would get together and Paul Ills would interview us and talk to us. Easy going, felt like you knew that sometimes you don't know if a guy's going to write something bad about you or mistake your words, but you had that just instant bond, father figure type, like, I'm going to take care of you. I mean, definitely missed. And one of the best persons, I think, ever in the media for Arkansas.
Well, he genuinely wanted to know who
and
you
And that
are.
Was it, yeah. You
off
felt
the,
it.
Off, all, away from the media. He,
right.
He looked you in the eyes and he asked about you and where you're from and your family. And so he was reminds me of Arnold Palmer.
There was real there.
Yeah.
It was real, yeah.
That's a real guy. Yeah.
John, I think one thing that I definitely want to get across, and from you being a golf professional, you can speak to this better than anybody here, is the fact that the patrons that are out here watching this week, this is the future of golf that you can watch this week. Someone from this tournament will win a major in probably the next 10 to 15 years.
I would go on and say more than just one, more than just excuse me, more than just one. This whole field, if you look right now, the cut's sitting on one under, which is about, you know, kind of what we hope. But there you can scroll down this whole list, Trey, and just put your finger on someone's name. And there was an IMG guy out today look at doing some, you know, some scouting, and he said, you know, where do I go? I said, just first person you see, start watching.
Yeah.
They're that good.
Well, and Michael Kim, we had him on, and he's an All-American, you know, for the Cal Bears, and 84 today, you know. But he's a guy that you could say in the next 10 years he could win a major. He has that much talent, shoots 84 and won't be around for the weekend.
Well, you look at the summer he's had.
Yeah. Been playing low aim at the U.S. Open?
Absolutely. Made some cuts on the PGA Tour as an amateur. That's pretty impressive. So that's golf. You know, we've all been there. You get something clicking real good, and you get motivated on that, and you kind of feed off it. But on the other side of it, you have a little hiccup, and you can't forget about it. So it's something that you can try to get rid of.
John, thanks so much for joining us. We have enjoyed our time out here this week, and we're looking for the next 2 days.
Trey, I look forward to the next cup matches.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Man, thanks. Hey, thanks a lot.
We're going to try and keep that cup, though. We're not going to let you guys have it back.
Y'all are much better than we are.